And it's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care and Sam Pack Ford.
Well, I don't know if you guys have been made aware of the impressive discovery that they've made at the pyramids of Giza.
No.
Isn't that in, like, Montana or Egypt or somewhere?
I think it's closer to Egypt than Montana.
Yeah, that way.
That's on my bucket list. I want to see the Great Pyramids.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I really want to see that part of the world, but I don't want to travel to that part of the world.
Yeah, I know. Can they bring it over here?
It just seems very dangerous.
My parents went there. They toured the Holy Land and went to Egypt as well and walked through the pyramids and King Tut's tomb and all that. That was when I was a kid, and of course that got me fascinated with that whole area because I came back with a King Tut book and I used to just study that book.
He should have won a Grammy.
Okay. Anyway. Didn't he have a condo? I don't remember the building materials it was made of.
It was made of stone.
It was stone? Okay, good. Yeah. Anyway, so supposedly these researchers have found five identical structures near the base of the pyramid. And that leads to other tunnels that go down like 2,000 feet below ground.
And it's being called cylinders, right?
Yeah, elaborate cylinders. And it's supposed to be this, one theory is that the pyramid was an ancient power plant that harnessed geothermal properties. I don't know. It's also been said in multiple news articles about this. It's been described as a vast underground city. Now, the pyramids are very, very old. They're, what, 4,000 years old, 4,500 years old already?
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I think in the Bible, Moses even described seeing the pyramids. That's weird to think they've been standing that long.
So there's always been debate that back then they could not have built the pyramids.
Right.
And now, added to that debate, there's no way they would be able to build this kind of elaborate underground tunnel system 4,000 years ago.
Yeah, the funding would get canceled now.
About 30,000 years ago.
That's what they're saying. This could go back 30,000 years.
Kind of messes up everything on the timeline, doesn't it?
Several people have been hitting me up. Hey, when are you going to talk about the underground city and the tunnels underneath the pyramid? When are you going to have the courage to do it? I notice you're staying away from the story.
I've noticed that, too.
So this was clearly done by creatures from another planet.
Or it's just kind of fake news that's spreading around.
That they
because
don't really
exist. When you look into the, when you look into the claims, you find that it's not really any peer-reviewed article or science or study that's been done on this. It's mainly this CAFRE project, which is supposedly a joint team of people between Italy and Scotland. They're the ones who have said this, and it's basically on their YouTube channel, and then it's gotten picked up and then reported over and over again with little details added each time it's in this really secondary off-brand news site. And it's an interesting story, so people report on it.
Okay.
But that doesn't make it real.
Okay.
It just goes to show you that our information. Now, there may be some anomalies that are underneath the pyramid there, but it has not been proven, and it's the way it's been reported has been, hey, they discovered this, they discovered a city. Before, when it initially was reported, it was, maybe see some anomalies underneath the pyramid. Now it's best underground city. Yeah, and they're saying that the power plant theory is from 1998. There was a book in 1998 that talked about this. So this is, there's, of course, the pyramids are always a source of intrigue for us. And throughout the centuries, there's been conspiracy theories as to what the pyramids are. Are they celestial navigation structures mm-hmm. that help the aliens know where to land? Mm. Were they built by aliens? Because no human could ever, we can't build these pyramids now, much less way back then. And then I remember a few years ago, they said, they could build it back then. Yeah. So I don't know what y'all are talking about.
And in fact, they did.
Yeah. So, as proven by the fact that they did build it back then.
But still.
Now you have to have a lot of labor to do it. And you have to build these huge dirt ramps that you have to get those huge blocks up by rolling them on logs.
And that architecture, though, that's pretty impressive for whether it was 4,000 years ago or 30,000 years ago.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the geometric shape to be able to do that.
Well, the geometric shape's not that crazy. It's like the pyramid is sturdy. That's why we...
Remember when
they built pyramids and didn't build like something more elaborate. Like they couldn't build a skyscraper back then. If they had built a modern skyscraper back then, that would be really impressive.
Okay, I think these are pretty impressive. Don't you remember the projects in elementary school trying to build a pyramid and it looked like crap and it wasn't that easy?
Yeah, it's impressive because 4,000 years ago they didn't have architectural firms and...
Right.
Yeah, they didn't have blueprints and a crane.
Well, I'm not saying it's not impressive. I'm just saying that it's not.
It's possible.
Yeah, it's not Gordon, crazy.
Because he didn't build the pyramids. That's
not that
why
great.
He doesn't think it's that
the
great.
Pyramids are not that great.
Not that great.
Yeah.
So we'll see what this turns out to be. Now, their other rumor was that underneath the pyramid, since they were discovering, in air quotes, this vast underground city, that it may be the Halls of Amenti that they had discovered, which is the fabled Hall of Records, which would be a hidden large room believed to be containing the resources of information about the ancient people of the area and contain all the secrets of harnessing the power of the cosmos. We'll find out. But as I was investigating this, the story of the vast underground city, I stumbled upon another article that made me really scratch my head. You heard the Gene Hackman tunnel theory?
No. What?
Following the death of Gene Hackman, the FBI discovered a secret tunnel underneath the actor's home where 701 bodies were found.
Okay, what?
All right.
It's ridiculous.
Why would you air that?
701.
Yeah. That adds a little to, they got an exact total.
Right.
But it appears to have originated in a YouTube video posted by the channel called The Ultimate Discovery. It has like 1 million views so far. Of course, there's no outside news agency that's reported this, but it's a whole entertaining video that you can watch. But the description of the video says, when the FBI stormed legendary actor Gene Hackman's $4 million mansion, they expected a routine raid. A raid?
Routine
They're
raid.
They're not raiding his place.
It was a welfare check.
But what they found sent shockwaves through Hollywood. Hidden beneath his lavish estate was a secret tunnel shrouded in mystery.
Yeah.
But here's where things get even darker. Hackman and his wife were later found. Later found?
So they found the tunnel before
they found
them.
The secret tunnel before the two bodies laying in plain view.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Was it just a heartbreaking tragedy, or was something far more sinister at play? What secrets did the tunnel hold, and who wanted them buried forever? Join us as we deep dive into this chilling mystery and uncover the truth behind one of Hollywood's most shocking cases.
Ridiculous.
Now, a disclaimer right after the description. The content presented in our videos is intended solely for entertainment purposes. While we may draw upon facts, rumors, and fiction, they draw upon fiction. Viewers should not interpret any part of the content as factual or definitive information. Please enjoy responsibly.
The problem is, in our idiot society, people aren't going to read the disclaimer. They're just going to read the headlines, and they're going to spread this news.
They just read the headlines, they see it, and then in conversation around the water cooler, they say, hey, did you see that thing about the secret tunnels under Gene Hackman's? And then somebody else hears them talking about it, and the disclaimer is buried so far down.
Right.
Even the first... the secondary source didn't even read the disclaimer.
You are fake. Right.
So you can't expect the 10th person to hear about it to know about disclaimer.
I feel so bad for Gene Hackman and his legacy because instead of all the great movies, the only thing we've been talking about is the weird circumstances around his death and now these stories.
I know.
And how I'm just so sad for him the way it ended.
And
rambling around that house for 5 days with Alzheimer's and not really knowing what to do.
And
terrible.
I saw where his estate is trying to sue right now, has a court claim trying to keep the body cam footage from being released.
I hope
but
they get
guaranteed
that.
There's some Yahoo, hey, my taxpayers' dollars, even though I live in Florida, my taxpayers' dollars paid for those body cams, so I want to see them go in and I want to see them sprawled out on the floor. Gosh. I need to see it. It's freedom of information. Information wants to be free.
It's too bad that they have to file a lawsuit to keep those private.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see what becomes of that. Yeah, and they were, you know, thank God they weren't eaten by a dog, because if one of the dogs had eaten them, then that would be all, that would really be the only thing Gene Hackman. They would delete all his movies off of streaming platforms and just put up a slide of, hey, here's the dog that ate Gene Hackman.
Oh, gosh.
If it does ever come out, you'll send it to me with the heading of Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Your pastor's Christmas message.
To get George to open it.
Yep.
And watch it.
I never did that, by the way.
You did too.
Well, then I invented Rickrolling. That was the original.
I think you did.
Okay, the original Rickrolling was Chris Farley death photographs.
So bad.
The end.